Hello everybody, thank you for joining another Launchpad video series where we showcase critical line of business applications that are based on Windows, Office, and other Microsoft technology platforms for commercial sectors as well as education. With me today is Matthias Birkholm from Big Hit Me. Matthias?
Hi, Baldwin.
Pleased to meet you here.
Good to be here.
Thanks for coming all the way from Sweden. I know you're going to tell us quite a bit about how to use your Pick and Me technologies to find the right photos and use the right photos with the right format and so on. So it's great to have you here. So why don't we get started with the audience about what we're going to talk about. So first off, we're going to share with the audience a bit about yourself, the company's vision. Then we're going to get into kind of the core of the problems that the marketing creatives and even PowerPoint users are having on a daily basis. And then where photographers are having great pictures, but somehow the supply and demand are not connected very well. And then we will definitely bring in Johan, your colleague,
yeah,
to come in and show the technology as well and the live demo. And then it sounds like we have some goodies, some special offer for the audience today that they can evaluate Pick and Me for free. So I'm not going to steal the thunder. We're going to show that a little later at the very end of the show. So please view all the way through the end. But before we get to technologies, I read that you started a few companies, including not just Pick Hit Me, which is your current one, but also one in the online grocery side of the house in Sweden. So tell us about that story.
Yeah, that's right. We started one of the first online grocery stores in Scandinavia. We're trying to solve everyday problems, so to speak. And I mean, going to the grocery store, doing the shopping. If you're an entrepreneur, you don't really have the time to do that.
That's right.
So
you're busy coding, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're busy coding, busy meeting up with customers and especially with the users. Mm-hmm. So we thought that it's a great idea to actually have the groceries delivered and shipped to your home.
Right. So that was your first company?
That was one of our first companies.
Right.
But we're always looking at the everyday problem.
That's right. But now you're onto a mission to solve another daily lives problem. So Matthias, can you share with the audience who is Pick Hit Me and what is the vision?
Pick Hit Me makes it easier than ever to create a visually rich presentation, intuitively and effortlessly. I mean, a photo is telling more than 1,000 words.
Absolutely.
Nothing communicates like a great photo, right? So
right.
We're now giving all PowerPoint users directly within PowerPoint the opportunity to access boundless quality images. So just search the image bank for the right photo. If you can't find it, just request that from a crowd of photographers out there. And I mean, if you're a photographer yourself, you probably carry around a SLR camera or something, but you also carry your great smartphone camera.
That's right.
And there will be opportunities for you to contribute to the image bank with this and get rewarded.
Excellent, excellent. So tell us a bit more, like you have friends in the marketing side.
Yeah,
so what are they telling you as the daily life pain points they have to go through?
I mean, finding the right photo is really sometimes a big pain.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
And if you find the right photo, it could be really tedious to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you may getting it is, I learned in my past lives that you will have to first get an image, even if you find it from the right stock library.
Yeah.
You have to log in.
Yeah.
And then you have to read through all the rights and all those things, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, trying to buy a traditional trying to buy an image from a traditional stock image bank today, it's more complicated to do that than buy a flight ticket. I mean, you need to understand the rules. You need to understand the licensing model and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that is something we really would like to make more easy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So in our licensing model, it's based on, am I allowed to use it or not? So that is the basics of the licensing model we have.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, it is.
And do I have the rights to do it or not? Right.
Because we know that 85% of all photos used online out there are used in PowerPoint presentations.
Right.
Or maybe just swipe from a search engine or, yeah.
Yeah, but normally people may not be aware of the copyright issues or for many other reasons. And in a way, it's sort of not fair for the freelance photographers who want to give great access of the photos, right?
Exactly.
To users, but they want to be, like you said earlier, recognized and rewarded.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's an exchange of value. So to your friends and us who are photographers, what do they really want ultimately?
What they really would like to understand is that, wow, could I really get recognition for my photo? But also understand what is happening out there. If I'm a photographer and there's a trend showing up, for an example, talking about purple hats, or somebody's taking this kind of specific photo in front of a Golden Gate Bridge, or whatever it could be. I mean, we're going to be a part of actually sharing the trends of that as well.
Mm-hmm. So through your other members who are in the communities of photographers, they can see what type of trends are popping up in the search area within your engine, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Great. So with that, I think let's talk about what Picame really does and how it works. And then we'll get to the part where we can show the demo.
Absolutely. So it's really simple. I'm producing my PowerPoint, for an example.
Right.
I'm trying to find the right photo. So we are integrated within Office 365. And if I can't find the right photo within the image bank that is produced already, mm-hmm. I can actually just ask a crowd of photographers out there. I mean, as I said, there are like over 1 billion smartphone cameras out there.
Right.
And I can request that photo from here.
Right. So what you're saying is, to use that thing earlier about the purple hat, if I'm looking at middle of the night, building a slide, and maybe tomorrow, maybe in a few days, I need a picture of a cat with a purple hat.
Yeah.
And I don't have the power, maybe the photo editing skills to put that together myself, I can request that.
Yeah.
And then your photographer would see the request, and if they happen to have a cat with the purple hat, they can shoot it, upload it, then this person will get it.
Exactly.
In a matter of days.
Yeah, exactly. And there are so many use cases for this. Today we have access to over 50 million photos.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of photos.
Yeah. So you should find the photo you really need for your PowerPoint presentation. But as I said, a lot of people are doing the requests just to get information or understanding of something. So
Right. And in terms of your subscription model, is you have both free and pay as you go?
Yeah, that's right. So if you just want to use this for, let's say a small purpose or for a small situation, it's possible for you to actually use the service for free.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go into a premium subscription, you will have an opportunity to actually reach a lot of photos that is in a all-you-can-eat model.
Right.
So you will also get the high-resolution version of the photos.
Right.
You will also have some new functions and features unlocked.
I see. So let's just say this: if I'm a student listening today, I'm using for my school assignment the projects of building a rocket.
Yeah.
And I found a picture from your company apps, the PicHitMe app.
Yeah.
As a free member, I can use that cool picture of a rocket just for my school assignment without paying anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's
right. If my dad, now that I'm a student's father, who's actually doing another presentation, need to use that same picture in a higher resolution format, then at least the user would have to pay for the $9.99, I believe it was, per month.
That's right.
As a free, as a pay as you go to get access and use those photos without calling a bunch of people to try to clear rights. Like you said, it's already available for use. So I think with that, why don't we bring Johan, your colleague here, and show a bit of the demo of this technology. Yeah? All right, hey, Johan.
Hello, Volwin.
Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure being here.
Johan Andersson is our UX wizard from Sweden.
So let's say.
Cool. From PayKidMe. So you're going to show us about how it works, right?
I'm going to show you around a little bit in one of our integrations, which is the PowerPoint task pane application.
Right.
So as you say, I came from Sweden and I travel a lot.
Yeah.
So let's check out how I can make my presentation that I've started on traveling a little bit more enticing and engaging by using photos.
All right, let's do that.
Cool. So, right, here is my little travel journal, as we just mentioned. So it consists right now of three little slides. So let's just quickly check how the integration or application works.
Right.
So as you can see, you find it here on the right-hand side, which you open up through the store in Office.
Yeah.
So first of all, just I want kind of a nice background photo to kind of highlight this little text here. And what you can do is, of course, browse around in popular photos, the recent one recently uploaded, or just go through different categories. So yeah, here you see the popular photos as we just browsed into. And these are the photos people are using most. And the slide is a little bit about traveling. So let's add that nice little travel photo. And as you see, it's copied to your clipboard, so you can paste it anywhere you want on the slide. So here it is. It's brought here. And let's send it to back so we actually see the actual text. And let's make it a little bit bigger. So now we have a nice little background photo here. There we go. So the second one, let's then find another photo. And as I said, you can browse around or you can start searching. So let's add something about an airport. And as you see, we do some out of completion. And then as you see now, as I start searching, you end up having included photos or pay per photo. Included are the ones that are created by the community. And if you don't find a nice little photo about an airport here, you can always move over and browse through the Shutterstock collection that we have. Right. And here is a super nice little photo. So let's just buy it. So we did a Stripe integration, which makes it really, really simple to buy it. So it's basically a one-click purchase after you've used it the first time.
Right.
So now it's processing and processing. And soon I have my photo. There we go. Now we can insert this into the PowerPoint slide. And as I said, by using the clipboard, we can actually place it wherever we want. And here is an image placeholder. So just let's put it inside that one.
I'll just wait.
So let's move into the third slide. So basically, what we're going to do now is either you can browse or you can search for the photo, as we just did.
Yeah.
You can purchase or whatnot. And then the third thing you can do is that you just select your text. And then the abracadabra thing comes up here.
Uh-huh.
And what that do is actually when you select that text, it sends it off and analyzes it and fetches some keywords out of that one and searches photos.
Right.
But we didn't have any baggage photos in our collection currently.
Okay.
Of course, you can purchase or you can do request photos from the community.
Right.
So let's do that now. And they requested that if you don't find a photo that you need, the community is there waiting for you to actually just make some photos.
Right. And when you say community, you talk about the photographers.
The photographers.
Who may have had a picture of that perfect photo of baggage that they could have uploaded for your access.
Exactly.
So now it becomes a prompt. Or they can decide to take that new photo for your purposes, and they will upload it after that.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I mean, some people have photos lying around, or they do this by demand.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, now I've just started. Let's say I need those photos of left luggage, and let's get it from people all over the
Correct.
World.
Correct. That's right.
And let's agree to the terms and publish.
Right. And now all the photographers who are part of your community will get this alert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as you saw there, or you didn't see, since I'm a free user, I'm not one of those paying $9.99, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My request is actually not live until tomorrow. So there is a 24-hour delay.
Right.
And once it's live, people can start uploading.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's right. But if you were to be, let's say, an ad agency, you need this more quickly than others. And if you're a paid user of this service, then photographers will get this instantly right away.
Yeah.
And from any corners of the world.
Any corners
if they
of
have
the world.
Perfect picture of the luggage left on the curb of an airport, they can upload it, you can purchase it within probably hours.
And you don't even need to purchase it because it's included in that subscription
right.
model.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. You're right.
So it's just free to use.
It's brilliant.
So that photo of the request is also available for everyone else that's part of being a member at PicketMe. So that's just building the community, building and crowdsourcing the photo collection that we have.
Right. And it looks like, not to pick on purple cats, but it looks like some people have submitted purple cats, but we haven't found a photographer yet, whereas the close-up of berries, sounds like there are 14 photos uploaded now.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great. So the collective photographers have decided to which one they think there's going to be a lot of use, and they supply those. And this is a great way to kind of connect the supply and demand chain.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. So that's how the service works in some sense.
Great.
So.
This is awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And by the way, let's just move over quickly to look at the Windows Phone applications for how photographers would then see these requests coming out and how they can upload
photos. Oh, yeah, please do. Let's do that.
Yeah, so here you see on my Windows Phone, I have the application lying here on the start page since I'm an avid photographer and love taking those photos. So the first thing photographers or the users of the app will see is kind of the request list. And those are the requests coming from PowerPoint, as you see. It's different users. The world piece here is made by some of our users. Furry Friend comes from PicketMe as a market, who's doing different kinds of request emissions as well. So as you saw the purple cat in here, still zero. We don't have any purple cats in the studio, so I'm probably not going to be able to upload that one. But all right, well, peace. That's typically a nice little thing here. Right. So as you go into this, it's easy enough for photographers to upload photos, or you can actually create a request from this app as well.
Right. So let me get it straight. So mission is something of a thematic collection of requests from users of PicketMe who might be wanting a presentation photo or photo for their work document, a report.
Exactly.
Yeah, got it. That's great.
So here we are, and now I can snap a new photo. Let's allow it. The problem now, or the challenge for me, is that I need, of course, this guy's permission to actually upload this because it's in a market.
That's right.
Yeah. So for good sake, what's in the photo? It's world peace. So now it's being uploaded. And in about 30 seconds, it's available for everyone in the market to actually use.
All right. Okay.
There we go. Way to go. Upload was successful.
All right.
So that's
That's super easy. You really, I think, this is amazing, Johan. I think you guys really have compressed several kind of workflow, we call it. One part you did with the phone is how to make it easy for photographers to capture photos, make them available to the masses, and get clear out the rights. And then on the other side is to make it available so people don't have to hop between browsers and the computer and then back to the PowerPoint. They can now do the searching, the acquiring, and the purchasing and pasting all within the context of PowerPoint. That's excellent.
So it's all about removing obstacles for the photo user. So it's intuitively there. It's easy to use.
Right.
And then, of course, we are using the Azure Cloud to store all the photos. So you don't need to have them on your local computer. So it's all available wherever you are, basically.
Right. All right, this is a great demo from Johan. So I know that we mentioned earlier that more than billions of these smartphones out there. As a matter of fact, from our friends from the Office team who put together a brilliant set of products, including the Office app that was shown earlier, also shared with me that they expected to see over 1.8 billion devices by 2018. That's a lot of devices and users out there that I think can leverage PicketMe both as a photographer side as well as a user side, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of people to help out there to capture the great imagery so they can use it in the PowerPoint presentations. Mm-hmm. But we also have a lot of people out there who could actually get rewarded for the photos, for the great imagery they are taking.
Right, yeah. And it's certainly from outside, we're humbled to see that Office 365 is growing in leaps and bounds, and it's really the fast-growing commercial product in Microsoft history. And we're glad to have you be part of our partner ecosystem to help our users out. So, now with that, before we close, I just have to kind of do a little test. I know this is not part of the rehearsal, but we're going to do it here.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about these photos? I just took them randomly, some in UK, some in Seattle. Do I have a shot as a photographer that might potentially someday get into your photo library?
Absolutely. I can tell you, there are a lot of people who'd like to use your photos in their PowerPoint presentations. I mean, this is actually great imagery. You're capturing the colors in that one. You have a great macro. I mean, this is something that really touches a lot of people. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
You're a great photographer.
All right.
I'm totally sure that a lot of people would like to use this to create more engaging presentations.
Yeah, great. Well, that's good. And I'm going to tell my wife tonight that I have a someday soon when I retire, I have another career waiting for me.
Absolutely.
So with that, I think we want to kind of close up. But I just see Johan walking in. Johan, you have a message
cool.
for us?
Yes, I do. I'm standing here itchy. So we got an offer going, all right? For all you guys watching, if you tweet us at PicketMe and add the little hashtag of Picket30, we will give you 30 days free premium of trying our service out.
Wow.
How does that sound?
That sounds great. Cool. And this is going to end May 8th, 2015. There's still about
plenty of time
to go for. So, hey, I want to thank both of you, Matthias
great
and Johan, for sharing with this excellent technology.
Awesome.
I know you
here.
Are actually very agile, so you're going to be adding new features as part of this Office Apps family that can help our PowerPoint users, I think Microsoft Word users, Sway users out.
Constantly.
So I'd love to have you come back to the studio again, okay?
Absolutely.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you. So with that, we end this another episode of Launchpad series. Thank you for joining. And until the next time, use PowerPoint and use PicketMe. Thank you.
Thank you.